Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on a Friday, Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Congrats, we made it. How we feeling?
Woohoo!
Damn good. Here we go.
The weekend, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
You got big weekend plans?
No.
You just want the week to be over.
I just want to get up in the morning.
Obviously, my weekend plans include a trip to Bloomington, so
Sounds fun.
Not big weekend plans, but I do like the beautiful thing is this year with four away games, four nights of uninterrupted sleep. And it's trust me, it won't be long. I'll still be up at like 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, but it is, I get to go to bed when I want to go to bed, watching TV, what I want to watch going to bed. I wake up and I have a cup of coffee, I lounge around, go for a jog. Yeah, I'll take it.
I know you're an early riser normally. What is game day actually like for you? Like start to finish, how long of a day is it?
Oh, obviously it all depends on the game.
So like this week's a road game.
Yeah, this week's a road game, so it's 3:30. It's a little bit different on the road because I can't get to the stadium quite as early. But I'll be up at 4, have a cup of coffee, like I said. I will go for a jog, come back, finish my prep, and then I usually get to the stadium around 5 hours before kickoff. Wow. And unfortunately, Jack Miller, who normally does our pregame, had somebody close to him pass, so he's going to a funeral, so I'll be doing the entire pregame show. So I go live 3 hours before the game, up to about 20 minutes pregame. I'll get a little bathroom break. Doug and I'll hit the ground running.
Another three hours plus.
And then I'm down to interview Sharon, do the podcast, do the post game. So it ends up being a long day.
We got bonus Jansen this week. It's the Jansen cast. Pregame, in game, post game. Yes. John Jansen all the time.
So you get a bathroom break. Do you also eat during that time? When do you eat again?
I won't eat.
For six hours?
Now you see how he looks that way on Sundays.
Yeah, yes, I mean, that's why you look
emaciated by Sunday morning.
They record that on Saturday night, right?
Yeah. So by the end of the game, I'm emaciated, yeah. Anybody that sees me, I'm showing a rib. Right. No, unfortunately, Bloomington does not have great food in game. And so...
Step it up, guys. You're a winning team now.
And I'm a huge ice cream fan. So when you go to Penn State, like their press box is the worst in the country. Not just the Big Ten, the country. But they have the Penn State Creamery. And they stock the freezer in the press box with these little cups of just yummy, wonderful ice cream. And I had no idea, a little pleasant treat when we went out to Seattle, Washington had some creamery out there as well.
Okay.
And so they stocked it full of ice cream as well.
So you're going to get to learn more about these West Coast swings now too. What does Oregon have? Well, you'll find out eventually.
Yeah. I don't know. Fried duck.
Probably not.
I love duck. So duck or goose, it doesn't matter.
No, it's not like that commercial, John.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. The guy that shows up to the tailgate. Hey, I brought some roasted duck.
And the mascot
standing right behind him. Yeah. No, big fan of, or at least I do like to rate the food in the press boxes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll have a big breakfast. They'll carry me over.
Okay. We just don't want you malnourished. Yeah.
The more you eat, the more you have to use the restroom. So
it's working against you that way.
You got a 3.5-minute TV break or a commercial break. It doesn't bode well.
We'll talk a little Michigan, Indiana. It's in the picks this week, 6:35, where Heather continues her dominance.
I'm so mad.
45-25 on the season.
I just, you know what? I'll never say the Q word, but I just can't take it anymore.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I said this yesterday, and I'll say it on air.
It's insanity.
If she rounds this out, there's got to be like a sports radio like pick Hall of Fame she can be inducted in. I've never seen a run like this.
Let's let it play out.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll get to that bottom of the hour. I'm 10 games back. I'm 500. I'm 10 games back. It's unbelievable. Anyway, John, last night we had Thursday Night Football. Quick note on that. Hell of a game. Hell of a finish.
Yeah.
What did you take away?
Lamar's really good. Joe Burrow. I mean, he is having a hell of a season. If they weren't a team that was 4-6 and didn't start the way that they did, he would be in the conversation of MVP. But nobody talks about Joe Burrow. It's all Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff this year. Mm-hmm. But Joe Burrow, I mean, he threw for 4 touchdowns. So did Lamar. And it was a great battle back and forth. Obviously, the Ravens ended up winning, and it was the 2-point conversion at the end. Were they watching Monday Night Football? And it was the look on Baker Mayfield's face that told everybody else, I just don't want to flip the coin and be the one, because no matter if it was Baltimore or Cincinnati, whoever won that was going to have to send out a really good quarterback
against a defense that had been giving up some big plays.
Right.
Yeah, it's with a game like that especially, you can't leave it up to a coin flip in overtime. And I thought Tampa should have gone for 2 at the end of their game, should have bled the clock a little lower too. And in this case, the Bengals were right to go for 2. I know Chase wanted the ball at the end of the game, and it's hard to blame him with the day he had. It's hard to lose that way, but I think it was the right call.
Yeah, and it was there. You know, just a little bit tighter pass, maybe a little better route. I mean, it was there, and you watch it in slow-mo, and you start breaking down, well, could there have been pass interference? I think it was Gesicki. He was held. I don't care. When they put pressure on Joe Burrow, they grazed his face mask, and like everybody says, you know, well, there should have been a penalty, should have got another shot. No, you know what? If you didn't put yourself in that position, it wouldn't have mattered. There's other plays, and yeah, maybe the refs missed something backside of that play. It all comes out in the wash, and unfortunately, they lost the game.
The day Chase had over 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did a lot of work after the catch. He worked himself open. That's
hope you played him if you had him on your fantasy team.
Oh, I do. And guess who I'm playing this week?
Oh, that's right. That was the trade, wasn't it?
No,
it was the overbid. No.
No, I overbid on Saquon, but I already had. These are the 2 anchors for my team, Chase and Saquon. And guess who I faced this week? Mike Valeni. So how about starting to match up off with that day?
It's got to feel good.
It feels great. Yeah. Now, he's 1-8, so it's really just a, you know, formality at this point.
Oh, he's 1-8?
Yeah. He sold
drop.
Sold at the deadline. It's, you know, yeah. As he would say, you hate to see it.
Oh, man. What's his name? The team name? Is it the Giants?
I think it's Team Leo. Yeah. That's one of the dogs he had. Oh. Anyway. And we haven't even had Saquon go against the Cowboys this week, so it's going to be a great week for the cost of doing business.
There you go. Cost of doing business.
We got a lot to do today. I mentioned Michigan, Indiana. Of course, the Lions are playing Sunday Night Football against the Houston Texans. Will Za'Darius Smith play? I just assumed the answer was yes. The coaching staff has said, well, hold on. We'll get to that at 6:50, plus the matchup itself. When do the Lions lose another football game? A lot of football today. A little pit stop on baseball, John.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to become the offseason. The real...
Oh, it is, yeah.
The real offseason where we see free agency. And we may see some moves. The Tigers got a bit of a call out.
Mm.
They were called out by an MLB super agent, Scott Boras, quoted in the Detroit Free Press. I think the Tigers have reached a level where it's certainly time for them to put their toe in the water about a high level of competitiveness. You see a lot of their first round draft picks play in big leagues. Surrounding them with veterans would obviously take them to a step that would give an audience a chance to really think they could win the division and performing at a high level. I mean, we all agree, but to hear it from the super agent, who, by the way, Alex Bregman is one of his clients. Tarek Skubal is one of his clients as well.
So is Spencer Torkelson.
And Jackson Jobe.
Mm-hmm.
And Jace Young. John, he's right.
Sure, he's right. And I don't think what we heard from Scott Harris was, I'm not doing that. But what we need to see, there's a lot of things that you can hear, a lot of things that you can say, but I'll trust your actions.
Yeah.
And until all these guys are off the board and they are not Detroit Tigers, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that can still happen. And whether I believe it or not, maybe my 49 is, because I'm right on the fence. Maybe my 49 is I think he'll do it. My 51 is I don't think he will. But until it happens, until he proves me wrong, because they haven't really been in this position. And I can understand, I don't agree with, I can understand the whole, let's not block the bats. It proved to be beneficial for them this year. And they had the oddity of making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill him yet because, to your point, they haven't failed to sign a bat.
He didn't say, I'm not going to add externally.
Right. It's just going to be how much.
Right.
Are you going to get a Band-Aid right-handed bat who's another platoon player for A.J. Hinch to play mix and match with? Or are you going to put a little more oomph into it and give him an everyday player? And I think Bregman, Boris' client, makes a lot of sense. I mean, we've taken calls on it. He has familiarity with A.J., World Series champion. There's a little bit of a Pudge quality in the sense that you're not maybe paying for his best years at the end, but Pudge was a World Series champion who played a premium defensive position and wasn't too bad with the bat either. Bregman would make a lot of sense. And Boris knows Houston wants to re-sign him, but a little bit of a bidding war would be good for him and his client. And I do think Detroit needs to be in the thick of that. To your point about trusting Scott Harris, I think we trust Brad Holmes in this city. I think whether it's right or wrong, people have trusted Steve Yzerman in this city. Scott Harris, I don't think, gets that same level of trust. And we can, dig in that deeper. I think some of it is because they have not seen a commitment from ownership to spend money. Mm-hmm. And that's not all on Scott. So this becomes a really important offseason for him and for this baseball team.
Well, and I believe Boris is also Alonso's agent, Pete Alonso.
Oh, well, even more of a reason for him to say, dip a toe in the water, please.
Right. Yeah. Because you could throw a dart and it's
a Boris client. Yeah. You guys can react to that and anything else we started the show with. We'll get the picks in the mix bottom of the hour. More Lions late in the hour. It's 97.1.
Well, I have a really cool story to share with you guys. I was talking to Dr. Berkowitz from Michigan Hair Restoration, and he told me about this wedding that he was recently at. He said, it was this really nice wedding downtown, but he said one of his patients came up to him so excited to introduce Dr. B to his fiance, and he continued on to say that it was his hair restoration treatment with Dr. B that changed his life, and that it was because of his newfound confidence that he was able to go online and meet her. And then a little while later at that same wedding, another one of Dr. B's patients came up to him with almost that exact same story, but they were already married. And this patient was excited to introduce Dr. B to his wife, who he wouldn't have met if he didn't go to see Dr. B. How cool is that? And you guys, your life is waiting for you on the other side of your hair loss treatment. With a full head of hair that you can run your hands through, who knows what you'll have the confidence to do. So go to MichiganHairRestoration.com today and schedule your consult with Dr. B. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Straight to the ticket text. We don't take threats or orders from clown agents. Scott Boris calling out the Tigers, saying, time to dip your toe in the water with free agency. Time to be a high level of competitive baseball team. Texter says, Scott Harris can say whatever he wants, but if the owner wanted big players, they would be here. He would have spent the money. Obviously, he doesn't, and I don't believe they will.
Hasn't yet.
Maybe Heather should be sitting where John's sitting and have John do weather or news since he's getting his butt kicked into picks every week.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, we can switch seats for picks.
Switch.
Sure. Yeah.
You're open to anything at this point.
Yeah. If that works, if it's the lucky chair, I'm going to make Heather stand.
My scientific reasonings, too.
I know. That's what drives me nuts. My people. That's why.
My people have done great things for me.
They are not on the picks this week. You cannot pick the Vikings.
I know, I won't. They're not there.
Really quick, just to wrap up the Scott Harris thing, and there will be a lot more on this, obviously, as the winter meetings get going and the hot stove season gets into full swing. Some people didn't trust that Brad Holmes was going to trade for a pass rusher. And I remember, John, you said, well, he's never been in this spot before.
Correct.
They had turned a corner, and Brad had to get outside his comfort zone. Aiden got hurt, and they did something about it. They added Za'Darius Smith. Now, you could say, it wasn't big enough of a move. Fine. It was the best move on the market.
Yeah.
Scott Harris and the Tigers hadn't been coming off a run like this in more than a decade. It's time for him to do what Brad Holmes did. Maybe get outside his comfort zone. I know they don't want to hand out 7 years to Alex Bregman. I understand everybody saying, whoa, the projection of paying a guy into his 36 and 37-year-old seasons, I don't want to do it. Sometimes you got to take a little bit of a loss on the back end to get a pro and a veteran in free agency today.
But I don't necessarily, I think saying getting outside your comfort zone, I don't know that Brad Holmes was uncomfortable having to make this deal. He didn't want to have to do it, but he hasn't been in this position. And Scott Harris, I don't know that he's going to be uncomfortable or it's outside his comfort zone. I mean, giving anybody a 7-year deal or a 10-year deal, or if it's Soto, a 13-year deal, and thinking that, you know, hey, I want to be here for the long term and I'm going to have to deal with the repercussions. But if there's World Series along the way, then I could deal with the uncomfortable, okay, it's too long of a deal on the back end, like you said.
And the ticket texter alluded to ownership and the spending, lack of spending, whatever. I'm going to put it, maybe it's unfair, squarely on Scott. Because he said in his postseason press conference, it's on me to sell to ownership the spending I want to make. So if he fails to sell it to ownership, then he did a lousy job. He's ultimately the baseball architect. When they win and the run they made at the end of last season, I was forced to give him credit. And I would love to be forced to give him more credit this offseason because he goes out and makes the impact move, because he sells it to ownership and delivers those players and makes the team better.
And what did we hear from him even before that? When it's time to win, or it's time to go in, the core is in place, the investment will be there.
So
we'll put those two things together, and I think we all believe that now is the time.
Let's see it. I think there's a little apprehension.
Well, but that... Okay, it's apprehension because we hadn't seen Brad Holmes do it.
Yep.
Apprehension because we haven't seen Scott Harris do it. Doesn't mean he won't.
As proof positive with the Lions. And we'll get to Za'Darius Smith at 6:50 this morning. There is a belief that a rumor. Well, the coaching staff has talked about rumors. The coaching staff has talked about he might not play this week. And we'll get to that before the hour ends. Let's get to the news.
Well, unfortunately, that road construction worker who was rushed to the hospital after being hit by a car on I-75 has passed away. So police were called to southbound I-75 at Spring Wells. This was Tuesday afternoon after a man who was working with a moving road crew was struck by a Kia sedan. The driver of that sedan, a man from Allen Park, did remain at the scene of the crash, cooperated. But officials say that road construction worker, a 53-year-old Lincoln Park man, died from his injuries. Mm. We talked about it yesterday. You need to slow down. You need to get over. You don't need to be by these construction workers or their vehicles when you see them on the road. Here's a couple stats. Last year, there were 8,017 road work zone crashes. 21 of those crashes were fatal, resulting in 24 deaths. And that's up significantly from years prior. Pay attention. Get off your phone. Yes. Slow down. Get over.
There are so many laws in place to try and prevent this. Like if a police officer is on the side of the, you're supposed to slow down and pull over if possible. It's the construction zones. You see the signs. Hit, kill a worker. It's, what is it, 15 years and, whatever.
Double everything, yeah.
But so the it's not like this is a mystery. It's there. The warnings are there.
I know. It's very, very sad. A Macomb County man accused of sexually assaulting a woman last month at a Shelby Township Walmart has now been charged. 58-year-old Kirk Rogers of Roseville was arraigned last week on a charge of second-degree criminal sexual assault. If he is convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. Police say that this guy sexually assaulted a woman while she was shopping. She was able to see him leave the store and see which vehicle he got in. So police were then able to go back, look at surveillance footage, found this guy, were able to arrest him. Now, this guy's attorney basically says that his client will not be convicted and that the case was initially overcharged. So we'll see what happens there. Sounds like what you'd want your lawyer to say.
Attorney speak.
I mean, that's exactly. An Oakland County man recently splurged on a $10 Michigan Lottery instant ticket. And it paid off. He won $1 million. Oh, awesome. I hear these. I have these in my news like every single week.
Right.
And it makes me want to go buy lottery tickets. I got a couple for my birthday and I was thinking, this is it. I won $2. $2. I got $2. But maybe I could go invest that into a bigger.
That was along with the other birthday present Colin got you? Yeah. We talked about yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, John. Anyway, this 51-year-old man purchased the ticket. This was the scratch-off ticket at East Holly Oil in Holly. And he says he normally buys like a $1 or $5 ticket, but decided, you know what? Going to spend a little extra money. Got this $10 ticket. He waited till he got home to scratch it off, and he couldn't believe it. He had his wife scan it on her Michigan Lottery app several times just to like make sure. It was
I did
real.
The same thing. I wouldn't believe it.
No, didn't believe it. So he got the one time lump sum payout, $693,000. He's going to use the money to pay bills and pay off his house and cars.
That's awesome.
Good for him. That's very exciting. So despite the recently warm weather that we've had. November is here, right? So that means temperatures are going to be falling soon, and it means we are going to see snow very soon in our future. But when? Let's.
The mystery is still there.
Yes, it is a mystery. But typically, the first measurable snowfall is November 16th.
Right around the corner.
Now, Michigan technically already did see its first measurable snowfall, not here in Metro Detroit. This was in the UP, right, in October. So we don't even count that, right? Even though it is Michigan, let's just not count that. So the earliest recorded snowfall in Detroit, the measurable snowfall, was October 12th of 2006. And the latest recorded snowfall in Metro Detroit was December 29th of 1998.
So somewhere in that range. We are in that range.
It could be a while. It could be next month, but it very well could be this month. It's been so nice.
It's been, has it been up to your guys' standards? I know it was warm for you for a while.
I've been enjoying it this month. It's weird though.
It looks like there's at least a couple of weeks before it really starts to get to seasonal temps.
It's just been strange weather.
Yeah.
When we talk about snow, I first want to have a couple weeks of fall consecutively because we've had these like 75 degree days recently.
Oh, how Mother Nature, how dare she?
I don't think we're going to get our classic fall day.
Take my needs into consideration.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get them.
Test out the heat yet?
A classic fall.
We're not going to do that. I know you guys don't watch Jeopardy, but I don't know what Travis Kelce ever did to Jeopardy, but the show kind of did him dirty this week. Did you hear about this?
No.
I'll let you listen to the wording in this $200 clue.
That's
more famous as boy.
Okay. He's maybe more famous.
Maybe more famous as a boyfriend.
Depends who you talk to.
I don't think it was disrespectful. No. I mean, it's not, but it's...
Yeah. To a Swiftie, he is more famous.
Sure. That is true. Yeah, it depends who he is.
Yeah, they didn't know him before.
Yeah, that's true. Heather with the news. Coming up next, her reign of terror continues. 97.1. All right, this time of year, it's football season. It's time to elevate your tailgating game with Moran Chevrolet. GM employees and immediate family members can lease a 2024 Silverado four-wheel drive LT crew cab. How about this price? $239 a month, 24 months, $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. They're going to have the vehicles you're looking for, whether it's the Silverado, maybe it's the Blazer. Score your best deal at MoranExpress.com or stop by in person. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Week 11 of the picks. Last week, Heather, the only one to pick Oregon, 4-3. She's 45-25. I'm 10 games back at 500. John Jansen is in dead last. I will spare you reading the record out loud. Let's go to the first game, Greg.
All right, number 5, Texas, a 21.5 point favorite hosting the Florida Gators. Jim.
Gators have been hanging tough. Texas has been underwhelming lately, and the line's at 21.5 to hook a bunch of suckers in, but I'm saying hook them. Give me Texas off a bye to roll.
Oh, called yourself a sucker?
No, they want to get Florida money. You go ahead and do what you got to do.
I'm going to be the sucker.
Suckers, yeah. Suckers, suckers.
Suckers, remember that? It was like 3 years ago. Florida has hung around. Why wouldn't they continue to hang around? Is Napier safe now? So they're just going to mail it in for the season? They still got a chance to make a bowl game. This is a lot of points. And you said it, Jim, a couple days ago. How good is Texas?
So the vote of confidence from administration for Napier, I get it. The fan base not really excited about it. However, Texas coming off a bye, they have been somewhat underwhelming. I think this is a statement game for them. Even though Florida is a 500 team, they have played tough. I think Texas takes them to the woodshed and just drops the hammer. Give me Texas.
I'm also going with the Longhorns. My reason is that when I heard Longhorns, it reminds me of Long Necks, and Land Before Time was one of my favorite movies. So I'm going with Texas.
Long Necks is Land Before Time, not
yes.
Long Neck like beer, like bottle?
No, they're Long Necks, the dinosaur. Anyway,
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Heather, 6-year-old Greg Hargreaves' favorite movie was also Land Before Time.
What?
Yes. I don't remember Long
Never
Neck.
Seen it.
I remember Little
You've never seen Land Before Time? Well,
no.
John.
About a recruiting class older than us. Not going to fit. Florida, cool with Billy Napier hanging around, and we all forget how good Texas is. Longhorns.
Oh, boy.
Number 2, Georgia travels to the Grove to take on number 16, Mississippi. Bulldogs are favored by 2.5. Gov.
I'm going to steal your thunder here a little bit.
Fine. Go for it.
But I'm going to call him. This is going to be the name I have for him. And there's a Brian Chapman tie to him. But Deep South James Franklin, a.k.a. Lane Kiffin, he just doesn't win big games. Okay. They're like destined for 3-4 loss seasons as long as he's coached for the rest of eternity. Georgia is fighting and surging to get into the playoff. Give me the Bulldogs.
Yep, same thing here. Georgia scrapping and clawing. They're fighting for their lives. I think Georgia Kirby Smart is going to have them ready to roll.
I'm on the same page as you guys, going with Georgia.
Copycat.
Sounds like people are gun-shy of picking SEC Penn State in a big spot after actual Penn State came up short in a big spot. Perfect. I'll take them. Georgia still charging the super weapon, Rebs. Jim.
To put some numbers on it, Lane Kiffin is 3-15 against the top 10. He's James Franklin. Mm-hmm. And since coming to Ole Miss, he's 0-5 against Bama and Georgia with some ugly games. You're right, I am gun-shy. I am not taking Ole Miss. Give me the Bulldogs.
Number 11, Alabama is a 2.5-point favorite heading to Baton Rouge to take on number 14, LSU. Let's start with John.
I think the athletes at Alabama are greater than the athletes at LSU, and you've got some great ones on both sides. LSU has the better offensive line, but I just Alabama fighting for their lives. Same, there's a lot of fighting for their lives this weekend. A lot of big-time matchups. It's going to be a fun weekend. Give me Alabama.
This is a tough one for me, and I was originally, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I was going to choose LSU, and then I saw the article that they're going to have a live tiger on their sideline. They haven't done that since 2015.
Oh, they got the approval from Governor and PETA?
It sounds like it. Well, no, PETA's against it, and I kind of am too.
Really?
I just don't see the point.
Then why are you picking them?
I haven't decided yet. Oh. I said I was originally going to pick LSU, but this is like, do I pick it because that's kind of cool and people are going to be fired up, or do I pick it because I kind of don't like it?
It's cruel.
I'll go with Alabama.
Will they have a live elephant on the sideline or no?
That would be awesome.
Sorry.
Home field at night is the difference here. Go Tigers. Jim.
Death Valley at night off a loss. Season on the line. Bama off a bye. Better coach. Season on the line. This is great theater. I think there's going to be a ton of points in this game. I am taking the live Tiger. I am taking LSU in a bounce back spot.
Jim had said pre-show, this is the toughest game to pick this week. I agree. It's just so hard to pick this game.
Yeah.
So a guy that I really like as an analyst that was let go by ESPN is David Pollack. And he still does a podcast. So I looked to go see what he picked. And he picked Alabama. And he thinks they're going to win easy. I'm going to go with that. And I'm going to take the Tide.
Okay. Michigan's baton death march of a season continues in Bloomington against Indiana, where the Hoosiers are favored by 13.5. Heather?
I'm going with Indiana. No reason.
I've got a reason for you, Heather. There is a Captain Janeway statue in Bloomington denoting the future birthplace of the legendary starship captain from Star Trek Voyager, Indiana.
Where is this statue?
In Bloomington, specifically. I believe it's on the south end of town.
John, are you going to stop by and see it?
If anybody there knows what it is, sure.
My turn?
We're good.
They don't call them Lose-Deanna. It's Windiana.
Oh, come on. I hate this.
And they've used it on social media. It's a thing. Windiana rolls up another big number. Just another bad team on the schedule this week.
I'm going with Indiana here. I think this might be the week that Michigan, where the wall truly breaks on them. They kind of just kept it to where it was respectable with Texas in the final score. And Oregon last week, they've kind of just made it look better than it really is. And I think Cignetti is going to take full advantage of a wounded animal here, and they might win by four scores.
Cignetti is cut from the same cloth as Dan Lanning. When he has a chance to hammer you, he is going to hammer you. The strength for Indiana, passing game, I think one of the weaknesses for Michigan is pass defense. It's been underwhelming, to say the least. And so I'm going to take Indiana. I think 14.5 might be low.
Now for Sunday football, 49ers travel to Tampa, laying 6.5 to the Bucs. Bucs played up in a loss last week. San Francisco had the bye. I'll take the Niners in this spot. Jim.
Yeah, off a bye, Tampa with a short week. This is Niners in a gotta-have-it spot.
Everybody continues to disrespect Tampa, and this is a lot of points when a team's at home, and they've got the injuries, and then they're coming off the short week and all that, but they've shown so much resiliency this year. And the reason I'm going to go with them is that in the last 10 games for the Niners, the game's gone over 7 of the 10. In Tampa's last 6, it's gone over. This is going to be a high-scoring but close game. Niners win, but Bucks cover.
I didn't think there was any chance they could be even in the game in Kansas City. And I think Baker Mayfield is one of the best competitors in all of the NFL, except he's going to be throwing the ball. He can't catch it. He can't run it. He can't block. I don't know that they're going to be able to be competitive at other positions. So, and especially if Christian McCaffrey's back, which is a big question mark. Give me the Niners.
Giselle with the analysis there. Heather.
I'm going with the Bucks.
He can't throw the ball and catch it too. That's what she said after the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see a lot of these jokes. I usually get 5 or 6 minutes later.
7-2 Commanders are 2.5-point home favorites against the 6-2 Steelers. Let's start with Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders in this spot. Under a field goal, they're the better team.
Gov.
I'm going Steelers off the bye. I think they get their offense a little more fine-tuned. They're the better defensive team, and I think they'll win and cover.
I'm going to go with the home team. I think playing there, and I know having received some correspondence from them, it's going to be a sellout. It hasn't been a sellout for the Commanders in some time. The juices are flowing. I think Jaden Daniels is having a great season. He's going to continue that. And the Steelers, I just don't trust the offense to be that consistent. So give me the Commanders.
Give me the Commanders as well.
Copycat.
This race in Washington is too close to call, so I will take the Steelers. End of the points. The Detroit Lions taking down the Houston Texans at NRG Stadium on Sunday Night Football. Lions are 3.5-point favorites on the road, Gov.
All right, I went deep into the trenches here for some stats. The Lions are 3-0 in a central time zone this year. They've been on the central time zone warpath this season. They will continue that. They're also 9-2 in their last 11 in the central time zone. Give me the Lions.
Lions are the better team. They win. And I don't even think it's a question. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are going to destroy them. Oh, give me the Lions.
Copycat.
With Hutch out, I can't make my Aiden Hutchinson versus CJ Stroud joke. That won't faze me because nothing fazes this team. Lions!
Texans extra rest off a loss. They're back home.
Is this the one?
This is the best QB Detroit has faced post-Hutch. And none of it matters. Nothing fazes the Detroit Lions. Houston has a porous run defense. Sonic, Knuckles, Sonic, Lions, roll. And those are the picks. It's 97-1.
Hey, it's getting cold outside. It eventually will get cold outside. If you haven't had your furnace checked or if you need service today, do what I did and call the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment, the best prices, and they also offer same-day service, plus a 5-year warranty so you know you're covered. And when I installed mine, I asked them the question, and I reconfirmed it. You sell your house, it goes with the house as well, so the buyer is covered as well. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even offer generators. They're going to take up to $500 off if you tell them I sent you for fast installation. Like I mentioned, same-day service. MastercraftHeating.com.
Some aftermath from the picks, and then we're going to get into Za'Darius Smith. He may not play, the latest from the coaching staff. The entire show took Indiana. The entire show took the Detroit Lions. No dissension in the ranks. We feel the same way on the local games. Tom is on an island with Florida. Greg is on an island with Ole Miss. Big pivotal swings. Mm-hmm. Heather and I'm trying to catch up, disagreed on two games. Mm-hmm. LSU-Bama and San Francisco-Tampa Bay in the NFL.
I threw my picks away.
What did you just say off air? You feel like she's looking right at you when she's making these picks.
So if you are not watching on Twitch, you're missing this because Heather is, the entire time she is talking straight to me, making her pick, and it's literally, it's in your face. She didn't say in your face.
It's implied.
It's implied. Mm-hmm.
We all took Indiana to not only win, but cover by a couple touchdowns.
And she's referencing movies that I've never even heard of.
Oh, yeah. Did you look up The Land Before Time?
I did. It's a cartoon.
Of course, it's a cartoon.
They're not real dinosaurs.
Well, I didn't even know it was about dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've never even heard of this movie.
You didn't know
before.
My reference to the long necks?
No. I thought you, when you said long necks, I thought you were talking about long neck bottles. I'm like, okay, here we're going to have a beer reference.
All right.
It's unbelievable what Heather really is doing. 20 games above 500 at any point. That's never happened on any of the morning shows here. I don't think it's happened on the afternoon shows. It's absurd.
With that logic.
With the logic. And it just shows you how silly this whole experiment is. But John, I finally figured it out what happened to you.
What?
You were the champ last year.
Yeah.
You had a great, and you might have had one of the better all-time records.
Going to make a Michigan reference here?
Yeah, I am. You're pulling a Michigan this year. Were you talking to Connor to get the picks?
There it is.
All right.
Saw that coming a mile
away. Where's the camera? F you.
We'll expect a Brian Branch apology later.
I'm not doing much better. So.
Yeah. Just keep waiting.
Quick note.
Hey, we are on the Lions, though. Me and you. Hey. I'm sorry. You're my 14-3 brother, though. I didn't.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right. We could be buddies in the NFL.
702, we'll get to it because.
Go back to Walmart.
It's a little hot in here. 702, we're going to get into it. The whole deal where the Lions, we all think they're going to lose at least one more game. When will that be? Indiana, Michigan. Just a little stat for you. The COVID year, Indiana beat Michigan. Before that, the last time Indiana beat the Wolverines, Greg, you know this. You're a historian, right?
The 1987?
87. The time before that, 67, which means only three times in the last 60 years has Indiana beat Michigan, and they are two touchdown favorites.
And by the way, another note, you know what happened in that Indiana game and what happened also this year?
What?
Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg.
Time is a flat circle. Okay, from one pass rusher to another, replacing Aiden, it's Za'Darius Smith. John, I did not realize there's a possibility Za'Darius wouldn't play this week.
I didn't realize that either. Obviously, we're not experts on the Browns schedule other than covering the fact that we know what it is. Mm-hmm. And had no idea when their bye week was, but apparently their bye week is this week. And he was supposed to be off. He does have the unique opportunity of playing an 18-game schedule before an 18-game schedule actually happens.
I'm sure as a 32-year-old vet, he's thrilled about that possibility.
Well, so they've given him off until Friday. He should show up today. But I would anticipate and expect that when the trade was made, Aaron Glenn sent the PDF to Za'Darius Smith of the playbook. Mm-hmm. He has been reviewing in his personal time with his family on vacation. And I have no problem with him not being here until Friday. He's a pro.
Yep.
He's played this game a long time. And he's in midseason form. But it's really going to be about the terminology. Can he pick up what he needs to pick up? And I'm sure there's been a couple of phone calls here and there. Hey, you got any questions? I got a question about this, that, the other thing. But in regards to him and playing 18 games, I would 100% expect that he is going to be active against Houston. I don't know why he wouldn't be. Now, you may say, you know what, instead of, and again, I don't know how many plays he played a game. He's a four down guy. But if he's normally playing 65% of the plays, 70% of the plays, maybe he plays 50. Maybe it's even less than that. But I do expect that he will be a part of the defensive game plan on Sunday. I'd be shocked if he wasn't. Who on either side wouldn't want to have him play? The coaches would love to have him because they traded for him. They know what he can do and help with the defense. For Za'Darius Smith, this is Sunday Night Football. You just traded for me. I want to come in and get a sack on national TV in a moment that everybody's going to be looking at going, you know what? That was Lions stole that trade. Za'Darius Smith still got it.
Texans O-line hasn't been very good lately either.
Right.
So there's a chance to come in there and make a statement as an impact guy for this team. Snap count, I'm sure he'll be on a bit of a snap count, but he could make a difference in this game. I was surprised. This was Aaron Glenn talking about the possibility that he does not play.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.